And salutes on a Friday morning, and you can start things off. Go ahead, you're on Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. As it's the Christmas season, it is a good idea for these roadside breath checks and stuff, but the idea to arbitrarily stop somebody just because they believe they're drinking or out of the blue, you know, they've gone to the point where if a person is walking through your neighborhood at 3 o'clock in the morning carrying a backpack and a crowbar in their arms, the police can't stop them because, you know, they don't have the rights, and that could be racial profiling. You never know if Santa is out in July, out in your neighborhood looking for Christmas presents. But, you know, we're going backwards on a lot of things, and it seems the criminals get all the better deals in life where they can just do what they want, and it's the victim who is always the one that's got to fight for their rights. And my next comment is on the bike lanes in Saskatoon. You know, we're funding this for a select few number of people, and it's a little bit crazy, yet my garbage rates, they're all of a sudden saying I'm gonna pay for my garbage, as where I've been paying for my garbage through my taxes ever since time began. And basically they've never said, hey, look, we're gonna give you a 36-cent credit on your garbage that we've been taxing you on, and now we're going to charge you, you know, $5 a week or whatever they're going to come up with their number. Yet if you have a house that's 2,000 square feet or 1,500 square feet, you're going to be given a garbage can that is good for 400 for two people. Yet if you have a small house which is 400, you know, you're getting the same size of a garbage container. If you're paying a lot of money on taxes, well, maybe you should get a bigger garbage can, because it's a good chance there's more people in your house. So those are my things. Everybody have a great weekend and a safe weekend, and another salute for the bringing in Uber for more chances or more choices for people when they are drinking not to get behind the wheel.
All right, thank you for that. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. A big salute out to Lee's Community School. Awesome supper that they made, and great concert afterwards.
Terrific. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to salute all my Cree cousins.
CJWW.
Yes, I just want to say that first caller that just called, I agree with everything he said, and everything he said was well said. Okay?
Thank you for that. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. I have a boot for the Trudeau Liberals, please. I find it funny that since Trudeau and his Liberals have been in power, not once did you hear a Merry Christmas from any of them. This Christmas season, however, has found the Liberals wishing Merry Christmas as many times as they can. You really have to wonder, is it because the election is coming in October, or have they finally accepted the fact that people do believe in the true meaning of Christmas? Merry Christmas.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I've got a salute. I'd like to salute the students and the staff of the Walk School for their excellent Christmas concert last night. Through a series of songs and skits that they did, they kind of denounced the commercialization of Christmas and also emphasized the true meaning of Christmas. They did an excellent, excellent job. Very well done.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to send out a big salute to my father, Norm Clark, for being such an excellent dad. Thank you very much.
Right on. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I want to salute the guy who called in about the people going through your neighborhood at 3 in the morning. You can't touch them, but guys who are just driving home, they could be pulled over. That's got to be figured out better than that.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to give a boot to the governments. They're finally, after 100 years, saying they're going to build a decent-sized refinery. It seems forever that there's never a finished product leaving Canada. It's always somewhere else that gets the benefits of a finished product.
Thank you for your call. 306-938-0600. Toll-free 1-800-667-3727.
I want to back up a little bit. We had a couple of calls here about the police basically having the opportunity to randomly pull over, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was like in Weyburn, but when I think back to my youth in Fox Valley, when I started to drive, well, even before that, You pulled into town. So he'd come in from the farm on a Friday night. You pulled into town, guaranteed. If the police passed you, you were getting pulled over. It was just the way it was, and we never thought anything about it at all. But you came into town, the cops pulled you over the first time they saw you, had a conversation with you, and then that was it. After that, you never got pulled over for the rest of the night, provided you weren't doing something stupid or whatever the case is. But guaranteed, you were pulled over. You pulled into town. It's Dave, even to this day, I pass a police officer here in Saskatoon, and I immediately have that feeling in my gut because that was just the way it was. You pulled into town, you got pulled over.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Salute at the coffee drive-thru this morning when I went to go pay. Obviously, the woman in front of me paid for it. And the funny thing is she wrote her cell number on my coffee cup. So Ooh. Happy holidays.
Hey, huh? This could be a new dating system.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. That is a fair comment. Back in the day when there was only a few people that would drive into town on a weekend, you'd get pulled over. But you know, now what's happened, people, when you were younger, when I was younger, and when we only had two channels of television and one radio station to listen to, we also knew that, you know, you didn't go around and break into somebody's house. You know, you didn't go around stealing out of somebody's car. You know, you didn't do stuff like that because there's a few more morals back then. And maybe if we did something and our parents found out, they'd beat the heck out of us. Well, now the parents can't even say anything. You can't do anything. The whole world's going amok. You sit on an airplane and a kid screams. Well, you know, they're just having a bad day. My kids didn't travel until they got to the point where they could go a distance without doing something, you know, and being a pain for anybody else. So, you know, I think times have changed a little bit. So, good comment, but the wrong times. Thanks.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I want to salute the fact that anybody can be pulled over. If you want to drink, it's plain and simple. Just don't drive. If you want to smoke crack, don't fucking drive. It's just that simple.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to salute our officials that were overseas yesterday talking about selling our dirham to Morocco, Algeria, and Italy, and for representing the Saskatchewan farmers to get their product across. However, I also want to question, why are we not investing more in doing these manufacturings of pasta right here in Saskatchewan? China sees the value of manufacturing in Saskatchewan because of our clean air and water and then sending it back to China. But why can't we produce our own food here? So that's all I want to say today.
Thank you for the call. And good morning, Boots and Salutes. Oh, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to give a big boot to all the people that drive around with their back of the vehicle so dirty that you can't see the taillights or brake lights. Thank you.
Thank you. And that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes this week.